I praise God that he's raising up new elders in the ministry that's going to help with the vision. And I was just sharing how Minister Cindy reached out to Kim Raglan, and it's just so good to see everyone in their element and doing the call of God. And that's what I want to talk about, how God put me in this position to motivate the church to do that and to get us out of a sleep. You know, sometimes it's just the way it was in the Bible. God would send prophets through there, and they would just keep hitting it until the church woke up. And I remember last year knowing in my heart that if I went to heaven, that I had completed that task. So my question is to you today, if you face God, can you say, I did the task at hand that you called me to do? Not that you completed it, maybe the season hadn't run its course, but I was doing that when I came to meet you, God, because there's no greater feeling to know that. And I do know that about myself. The grace of God through me did it. But I know that I spent the last 5 years pulling Brother Timmy, pulling Cindy, pulling Dana, pulling Monica, pulling Barbara, pulling people to do their destinies. And so it's just a new time for us. It's a new season. And God reminded me last week about the 6 years. You know, numbers mean things to God. In 6 years, the number six is the number of man. So I was preaching here a year while Mama was sick. And I've been a pastor 5 years. That's 6 years. 6 years is the number of man. 6 days God created the earth, and then he rested. And in Joshua it says to raise up these men, bring them over, and then you go into that land of rest and let them do their destiny and bring the other people over. Now, I'm not leaving. I'm just giving some groundwork here of the season for the ministry. And the Bible says, unless the Lord builds the house, those that build it are laboring in vain. I had a dream last night. I've been dreaming these dreams regularly, that there's men that's pulling me to come and help them pray and to go under their ministry. And the dreams come, I've had three, and they're real disturbing because they come right when I get victory over our ministry. But last night I had another one. And in that dream, this person was pulling me to come and pray. And I saw someone, and they said, Pastor, you're right. I didn't do my best. I didn't go all the way. And then someone else was sitting at that man's feet, because if the people that God's been training for 5 years with these mantles, because the church was doing fine before I ever came. So even when the enemy tells us we're not ready, Cindy was keeping it together 16 years ago. So that's a lie. That gets into the rut of the harvest, like Dr. Sorella teaches us, that it's real easy to just get into the ruts of the harvest and think that we're not ready. But we are ready. And so that's why God's raising up these different ones to teach and preach on Sundays. And I'm going to be not going to help another man pray for his vision to come in and reap what we've been planning for 16 years and longer. I don't know about y'all, but I've lost one of my best friends, Sonia. I lost my mother. And yesterday God just did a great work in me, because I laid on that bed and I said, God, I know that I completed that work, because he was telling me, you know, he said, Elijah, when he gave that mantle to Elisha, Elisha did double. So if we're starting on the seventh year, that means double. That means y'all are the Elishas now. I was already the Elisha for Mama, but now y'all the Elishas. And that we can see double miracles, double this year. Total redemption, total redemption, victory, deliverance, multiplication. There's in Leviticus 25, 11, and 12, it says, they didn't sow or reap no more, but they received the increase. Well, that's kind of where I'm at. It's time for me to see the increase and just step right here or here. And if y'all want this vision to go forward, then y'all have to bring it, the ones with the mantle. And if it's not brought, then we'll just go home and we'll come back next week. And maybe someone will bring it that week. Okay? Are y'all understanding? Okay. Does anybody have any questions about that? What does it mean, y'all bring it? Somebody tell me. Press through to the glory. Okay. And like with Brother Timmy, you know, that powerful word. Those words are all true. But he has to do that the weeks that Robert preaches. He has to reap the souls the weeks that Casey preaches. He has to get the flag run across the front when Elder Robert's teaching. And until that revelation comes alive in him, he wonders why his stuff don't prosper. It will not prosper until he makes it happen every Sunday. And all that is him walking in his mantle. All that is their souls here, okay? I can give an altar call. I don't have to preach to give an altar call. Come to the front. God's here. He said, you know, that he'd forgive you. He's faithful and just forgive you if you confess your sin. So we need to really pray for him because he gets frustrated. He don't understand. But in Luke 16:12 says, if you don't make it happen for someone else, and just coming to church don't make it happen for me. Make it happen for me when you're called, when you're doing your part and the church is operating and everybody's doing their part, then you're pushing the vision, not your vision, the vision. And that's why we see Barbara prosper. That's why Elder Robert prospers. That's why Dana prospers. Because they push this vision, but then you'll see Elder Dana, she's fits, you know, full reign up here because she said, I want to take it. So because she wants to take the praise and she's going to take the praise, I don't have to take it anymore. And y'all will see her gift operate. In the days that it's for Cindy, she'll back up and let her do her part, which is the praise. But just say if Cindy's gotten a fight that day, I don't feel like it. Those are the things I'm talking about that nobody's going to be here to do that. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to sit over here and pray for y'all to do that. Does that make sense? So God would just give you praise for this word. Montana came to me 3 weeks ago, I believe, 2 weeks ago. And we had such a sweet service that day. And she said, Pastor, I dreamed about Pastor Eileen last night. She said, everything you said today, change the atmosphere, change the atmosphere. She said, that's what she said to me. She said, a man got up and he was preaching condemnation. And she said, Pastor Pinson ran across the front of the stage, change the atmosphere, change the atmosphere, change the atmosphere. And one day when I was praying a few years ago over the ministry, God showed me, I said, God, you gave me that vision 2 days before Mom went on to glory, and I saw a trail of people go up to heaven. And one time I said, I don't know if it was Jesus, but it was. I was kind of scared to say it, but it was Jesus standing by her, and they were both grinning. He had such a bright light. The focus was on her, and her mouth was just grinning, and he was grinning because we did our destiny. Because the people went to heaven and the city was won. And then he gave me this word. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, and then the end shall come. And it tried to confuse me because her mantle was die, 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 you know. But I took that into my heart and knew that that evangelistic anointing was on me. But I laid all that down and picked up her mantle. and went with the deliverance and all that for this many years, but now he's given me back that. Go ye into all the world, which means go up and down the street and pray over the city. But when I do that, I'm praying for Kim, I'm praying for you, I'm praying. And these men can rise up and give those words, and women. But I know y'all are excited about it, right? Excited. So I'm not trying to convince you. I know you're ready for it, and you're excited for it. I'm just explaining what's going on, okay? Exodus 23:20 says that the angel of the Lord is going to bring us in. So I was like, God, how do we go from a ministry of deliverance to go into all the world? So I spent 5 years pulling us to go outside of the church. Pulling us. Every message was you to go forward, take what you have, and take it out there. Well, Julie just shared with me something, and I'd like for her to share it. Somebody can get her a mic, please. Thank you, Jesus. I give you praise today, God. Thank you, Jesus.
I just told Pastor that under this mantle and under her teaching, I'm becoming a different person. I have become a person that actually cares about other people. I always said that my time was extremely valuable, that I didn't, and I didn't want to give it up, but I find myself now seeking ways to give it up. I listen to the Holy Ghost, and I jump in the car and I go and I do when there's nothing in it for me.
Yes.
That's changed. This ministry has changed my life in that area. Now, I sat under Mother forever. She and I were close friends, and I never changed in this area. Never did. And she was always on me about it. But I've submitted to this, and this is the time for it, and I'm doing it.
Yes.
I'm doing it. I'm
Amen.
Different, and I thank God for it. I'm going
thank
after
Jesus.
My destiny
yes.
with everything I have,
Amen.
Everything.
Amen.
And it's wonderful. I haven't lost a minute.
Amen. Amen. So do y'all think I could come in on Sunday and not do it? Because I said I wouldn't, but it's going to be real. But I'm going to believe that y'all are going to do it. Dana said, well, if someone preaches and we know that it's not in that deepest level that we're used to, maybe one of us can take it from that point on. And I said, well, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, because that would mean that I would know that there was a purpose for my life, because you may not know what was sacrificed, and all of us have sacrificed things, but yesterday I laid all those sacrifices before God, and I said, I just want to pour these out to you as a sacrifice, and I hope it was enough. I hope it was enough, God. In these 6 years. I hope you accept it. I hope you received me pouring out of myself everything that I had. And I ask that you take this ministry now, and it's yours. And if it prospers, it prospers. If it don't, I can't make people take their places, God. Thank you, Jesus. And his presence came on me so strong, and he just started reminding me, and he'll do that for you today. He just started reminding me of, you know, I saw when you gave this. I saw when that happened. I saw when you stood up here in the face of people and congregations and everyone else looked like a martyr, but you stood for me. I saw that. And God, we just give it to you today. We just give you this ministry, Lord. And I thank you that I had the opportunity to serve you, Lord. I thank you for using my life, God, that it just wasn't in vain. And I just thank you for it, God. We lift up every minister here, every every ministry that's arising and erupting and coming forth now, Lord. And we just thank you that they can say the same when they stand before you. I completed the task that you put into my life. I wasn't perfect at it, but I completed it. And now I know it's a new season for me, and I'm so excited about it. Thank you, Jesus. We give you